Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic drum and bass rewind moments in Ableton Live 12. You know the move, the track feels like it's about to launch, then suddenly it pulls back, chops up, and slams back in with a ton of attitude. We're going for that DJ authentic energy, with crisp transients, dusty mids, and just enough grime to feel like a proper dubplate moment. The best part is that we can do this with stock Ableton tools, and we're not just making a fill. We're making a real transition, device, something you could drop at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, or even use as a live set tool to reset the energy before the next section hits. First, get your source material ready. You want an amen-style break, or at least an amen-inspired breakbeat. If the sample is already a little rough, that's actually helpful. We're not aiming for pristine. We're aiming for character. Drag the break into an audio track or into simpler, and if it needs warping, turn warp on. For a steady break, beats warp mode is usually a good starting point. If the sample is already tight to tempo, keep your changes minimal and preserve the natural feel of the break. Before you start processing hard, clean up the source a little. Trim any silence, and if there's a big pile of low rumble, carve it out gently. Don't flatten the break. The dynamics matter here. A rewind moment works because the hit points still have life in them. A simple starter chain on the break track could be EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and then a compressor if needed. On EQ8, high pass gently around 30 to 40 Hz, and if the break feels boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want a little more snap, you can add a subtle boost in the 3 to 6 kHz area, but don't overdo the brightness yet. We'll shape the rewind tone separately. Now comes the important part, slicing. We need the break to become playable. The easiest route is slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the break clip, choose slice to new MIDI track, and in the dialog, use a slicing preset like the built-in slicing option. Slice by transients if you want the natural hit points, or by 1/16 if you want a tighter, more grid-based feel. If you want more control, simpler in slice mode is also a great option. Load the break into simpler, switch to slice, and set it to transient slicing. Then adjust sensitivity so you catch the kicks, snares, ghost notes, and little hat fragments. For rewind, focus on the slices that speak clearly. Main snare slices should be obvious. Ghost hits can be quieter. Hat slices can be filtered down a bit. And it helps to have one or two strong full impact slices ready for the final return. Now let's build the actual rewind rhythm. This is where the moment starts to feel like a DJ tool instead of just a chopped loop. Create a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip in the drum rack lane, and place the slices in a way that feels like the motion is losing forward momentum on purpose. Think of it as a phrase that starts to hesitate, then stutters, then gets pulled backward. A simple idea might be a strong snare on beat 1, a short ghost hit after that, a kick snare fragment on beat 2, then a chopped hat or reverse feeling slice, then a heavier accent, and finally a quick stutter into silence or into the return hit. The exact pattern can change, but the principle stays the same: repeated slices, short notes, velocity changes, and tiny gaps. A rewind is really about the listener feeling the groove get interrupted in a controlled way. Use velocity like a phrase tool. Make the first hit loud, the next few a little quieter, and then bring the last hit back up again so it feels like the moment is gathering force before the drop returns. You can also nudge a few notes slightly late for more human, dubplate-style looseness, but keep the main downbeats tight so the whole thing still punches. Next, let's keep the transients crisp. This is crucial. If you overprocess the slices, the rewind turns to mush, and that kills the whole effect. On the drum rack or the slice group, try drum bus, saturator, EQ8, and maybe glue compressor if needed. In drum bus, a little drive goes a long way. Keep the crunch subtle, push transients just enough to bring the attack forward, and leave boom low or off unless you specifically want extra low-end weight. For this style, the snap is more important than the sub. On saturator, soft clip can help keep the slices aggressive without getting spiky. Add a few dB of drive, then compensate the output so you're not just making it louder. If the slices need more edge, enveloper is very useful. A little more attack and a little less sustain can make chopped drums pop without forcing you into heavy compression. Now for the dusty mids. This is what gives the rewind that worn in jungle vibe. The trick here is to make a parallel grime layer instead of destroying the clean transient layer. Duplicate the rewind break and process the duplicate more aggressively. On that layer, use EQA to high pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz and low pass it around 8 to 10 kHz so it sits in the midrange. If you want a little nasal texture, A small bump around 900 Hc to 2 kHc can help. Then add saturator, maybe with a bit more drive, and redux if you want a little bit of digital roughness. You do not want to crush it into total lo-fi collapse. You want texture, not confusion. Keep that grime layer quiet under the main break, often somewhere around 12 to 20 dB lower, just enough to thicken the center of the sound and give it that dusty, used record feeling. If the low-mids start piling up, especially in the 180 to 500 Hc zone, clean that area before adding more compression. That range can get cloudy fast once you stack slices, saturation, and space. To make the rewind actually move, automate the filter. Auto filter is your friend here. You can open the sound first, then sweep the low pass downward over half a bar or a full bar, so the energy feels like it's getting sucked backward. A little resonance can help, but be careful. Too much resonance and it starts sounding flashy instead of functional. Another strong option is a reverse dial pull. Duplicate a slice or a short break fragment, reverse it, and place it leading into the rewind point. Used sparingly, that can create a really convincing backward drag without sounding overproduced. You can also fake a tape stop feel with a combination of filter cutoff, saturation, and maybe a touch of reverb tail. The key is not to overdo the slowdown. In drum and bass, rewinds often work best when they're sharp and ruthless, not overly cinematic. Bass helps too. A short room reverb on a return can make the rewind feel bigger for a second, especially if you keep it short and filtered. A dub delay return can add ghostly movement. And if you want a hazier underground feeling, a grime wash return with reverb, saturation, and a filter can sit in the background very nicely. The big thing is to keep the low end out of those returns so the drop can hit hard afterward. Arrangement-wise, think like a DJ. Put the rewind where it actually functions. At the end of 8 bars, the end of 16 bars, before a drop, before a bass switch, or at the end of a breakdown when you want to reset tension. A really solid structure might be the groove rolling along. Then at the end of the phrase the slices start stuttering. The filter closes, the grime rises a little, and then the final hit lands right before the full drop returns. The rewind shouldn't hog too much time. It should announce the transition clearly and then get out of the way. If you've layered multiple elements, route them to a group bus and glue them together. A little glue compressor with a moderate attack can keep the slices moving as one statement instead of a bunch of disconnected fragments. Follow that with a touch of saturation if needed. You're aiming for cohesion, not overcompression. Automation is what really sells the performance. Move the filter cutoff, the reverb send, the drive amount, or even the utility gain for a quick vacuum effect before the rewind lands. A tiny volume dip right before the rewind can make the whole thing feel like the floor dropped out for a second. Then, when the return hit comes in, it feels huge by comparison. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make it too clean. A rewind without character just sounds like a filler edit. Don't blur the transients with too much reverb or low mid buildup. Don't use too many slices or the listener loses the phrase and just hears random noise. And don't forget the return hit. The rewind is only half of the story. The real payoff is the strong re-entry. If you want to take this darker, add a little industrial flavor. Try subtle erosion or corpus on a muted layer, or use drum bus crunch on a parallel bus. Keep the sub out of the rewind, though. Let the rewind clear the low end so the drop can feel massive when it returns. And if you really want that classic DNB punch, lean on the snare. A dry snare or rim layered under the last rewind hit can cut through a system beautifully. One great workflow tip. Resample the rewind once it feels close. Printing it to audio often makes it easier to edit and can actually sound more record-like than the live rack. Then you can chop, reverse, and fine-tune tiny details without wrestling with the whole device chain forever. Here's a good practice exercise. Build a 2-bar rewind into a drop. Load an Amen-style break into Simpler or drum rack. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip with a handful of sliced hits, then duplicate it and make the second bar more chopped and more descending in feel. Add a parallel grime layer with EQ, saturator, and redux. Automate auto filter downward across the second bar. Add a final strong snare or kick on the last eighth note, then cut the rewind hard and bring the drop back in with full drums and bass. Once that works, make a second version that's dirtier and more aggressive so you can compare the energy. The big takeaway here is contrast. A rewind moment works because it briefly removes certainty. That's the magic. Keep the transient path clean. Add grime in parallel. Watch the low mids, let velocity shape the phrasing, and treat the break like a phrase, not just a loop. If you do that, you'll get a rewind that feels like it came straight out of drum and bass culture. Punchy, dusty, and ready to slam the tune back into motion. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, or map the whole thing into a step-by-step Ableton Project walkthrough.